Today on Faith Matters, Father Virgilio for the Diocese of Harrisburg and I, Bob Levis from the Diocese of Erie, would like to talk for a few minutes on some of the questions we've been getting most recently on our internet and on our computers, particularly about morality. This would be the old field of casuistry, which has fallen on bad days. But we're getting all kinds of moral cases, always addressed in a generic sort of way. You know, people that are divorced or remarried, will they go to heaven? And what about contraception? And abortion is pretty clear. I don't get too many cases like that, Father. But strange, you get strange moral cases sometimes.
Very strange.
Very strange. So, do you have anything comes to your mind about those?
So one thing that typically comes up, Father, and this deals with morality in general, people want to know, why do I have to confess my sins to a priest?
Mm-hmm.
Because we see so many people who say, I don't need to go. And these are from our own Catholics.
Yeah.
It's one thing when someone of our own faith tradition doesn't understand why it is that we confess our sins to a priest, but when our own people who have been doing it, or they should have throughout their Catholic life, and the response we give them is the one that's found in the gospel. You know, Jesus breathed on the apostles after his resurrection and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit, whose sins ye shall forgive, they are forgiven them." And from that moment on, the apostles and their successors, the bishops, their helpers, the presbyters, the priests, have from the centuries administered the sacrament of penance and reconciliation.
Mm-hmm.
And as Father will attest to, this is the most gratifying thing that we do as a priest next to the Mass.
Yep. I think, John, also, this type of question comes from many who have been away for up to 30, 35 years, you know, and they very quietly get on and suggest, you know, they know somebody who's been away 30, 40 years. Will they have to confess all their sins?
A friend of mine.
A friend of mine, yeah, that a universal friend of mine. So this is great. That used when I used to go take train rides and somebody have got a scotch or something, you'd get those cases.
Mm-hmm.
I know a friend who has this done. It's wonderful. But it's a great opportunity to get clear about what has to be done and what could be ignored. So many fears are groundless. I always try to stress the very, very simple notion that we have a Father. We have a Father in heaven, and He's most forgiving. Faith certainly does matter.
Absolutely.
The title of this show. With faith, what consolation, what joy, what strength to go on that people can get.
Certainly. And taking Jesus at His word when He says, whose sins you shall forgive, they are forgiven.
Yes. Yes.
There is certitude in that when you hear those beautiful words of the priest, I absolve you from your sins, they are forgiven.
Yeah.
But many times people have this sort of reluctance because they're afraid Father's going to be embarrassed or I'm ashamed to tell Him, as if, you know, we're going to think differently of these people. But we have this special blessing from God in which when we're finished hearing confessions, what we hear leaves our mind in all practical purposes.
Right.
I don't see people on the street and think, oh, that's the lady who did adultery last week.
No.
Someone in fact, when people come into the confessional and say, Father, I was here last week, remember? I have to tell them, no, I don't remember, nor should I.
Yeah, we have a kind of a sacramental amnesia that takes over.
Thank goodness.
This hand, the most powerful hands in the world.
Look out, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Morally speaking, you know, no matter what a person would come into the box with and say, as long as they're sorry,
any sin
at all, the most heinous, the most unspeakable thing, with the words of absolution, this unworthy hand forgives them and wipes them as clean as crystal.
And from pope to bishop to priest, ordained priest, no matter what his rank, has that faculty to forgive that sin.
Exactly.
And this is a powerful expression of God's mercy.
Yes.
Well, we want to thank you again, and God bless you. Keep you safe.
For more insights on this topic, join Father Levis and Father Virgilio for their series, Web of Faith, coming to EWTN.